Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
2G Energy AG adjusts its forecast for the current 2025 financial year in terms of sales revenues and EBIT margin. 2G Energy AG has adjusted its forecast for the current 2025 financial year, lowering the sales revenue forecast to €380 to €400 million, representing up to 7% growth compared to the previous year. This adjustment is due to delays in incoming orders in Eastern Europe and a temporary decline in service volume in Germany. The EBIT margin is also expected to decrease to 6.5% to 8.0%. Despite these setbacks, the company remains optimistic, with a growth forecast for 2026 unchanged at sales revenues of €440 to €490 million and an EBIT margin of 9.0% to 11.0%. Specific projects in the data center market in Europe and North America, as well as the German biomass package, are expected to secure growth for 2027 and beyond.
Green Energy Breaks, Foremost Clean Energy Limited, MST, reports final assay results, confirming higher uranium grades at Hatchet Lake property. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FMST, has announced final geochemical assay results from its 2025 winter drill program at the Hatchet Lake uranium property in Saskatchewan's eastern Athabasca Basin. The results show a significant grade increase for drill hole TF25-16, now returning 0.87% Euthro over 0.45 meters from 149.75 meters, compared to an earlier estimate of 0.22% over 0.9 meters. The assays indicate 6.2 meters of total mineralization, grading 0.10% Euthro forward, within a graphitic shear zone, suggesting proximity to a larger mineralizing system. Foremost Clean Energy is a rapidly growing North American uranium and lithium exploration company with a mission to make significant discoveries in the clean energy sector. The clean energy revolution that could power the AI era. The rapid ascent of artificial intelligence isn't being slowed by a lack of computing power, it's being constrained by electricity. Data centers are consuming energy at an unprecedented rate, outpacing what utilities can deliver, overloading aging grids and driving up costs for consumers. The digital economy urgently needs a new, scalable source of clean energy, and natural hydrogen is emerging as a contender. Max Power Mining Corp. stands at the forefront as the first publicly traded company in North America dedicated to commercial natural hydrogen. With global data center electricity demand projected to double by 2030, tech companies like Alphabet Inc., Meta Platforms Inc., Tesla Inc., and Advanced Micro Devices Inc. are turning their focus to securing energy. Natural hydrogen presents a promising frontier in meeting the soaring energy demands of AI.
Investor News Breaks, McEwen Inc., NYSTOX, refiles technical report on Fox Complex following OSC review. McEwen Inc., trading on the NYSE and TSX under the symbols MUX, has refiled its NI 43-101 technical report on the mineral resources estimate of the Fox Complex, Ontario, Canada, after a review by the Ontario Securities Commission. The updated report includes additional required information and a change in co-author to meet qualified person requirements. The mineral resources statements for the Fox Complex remain the same. McEwen provides exposure to gold, copper, and silver through its mines in the Americas and a copper project in Argentina. The company is committed to carbon neutrality by 2038. Shares are traded on the NYSE and TSX under MUX. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Rainmaker's affiliate Miranda Water Technologies, chosen for Ontario project, expanding rural housing with sustainable wastewater technology. Rainmaker Worldwide Inc. affiliate Miranda Water Technologies has been selected to provide decentralized wastewater treatment for a major residential development in Northumberland County, Ontario. The project, led by Robe Development Corporation and Stallwood Homes, will integrate Miranda's Miracell RBC Ultra system, allowing for sustainable water reuse and supporting community-scale development. This aligns with Ontario's Bill 17 housing goals, encouraging faster housing construction with modern infrastructure. The Miracell RBC Ultra system enables developers to plan diverse communities with smaller lot sizes, supporting up to 150 homes. This project showcases Rainmaker's commitment to sustainable growth and innovation, positioning the company as a key player in the next generation of water and wastewater solutions. Understanding the solar installation process in Rhode Island. The solar installation process in Rhode Island is crucial for homeowners considering the switch to solar energy. Sunfinity Power, a leading RI solar company, offers expert services tailored to homeowners' needs. The process starts with an initial consultation to assess the property and energy needs, followed by a customized system design. Sunfinity Power handles permits and approvals, ensuring compliance with local laws. The installation typically takes 1 to 3 days, with a final inspection to ensure safety and functionality. Ongoing support and maintenance are provided to maximize the system's efficiency. Rhode Island offers incentives for solar installation, making it more accessible to homeowners. By choosing solar energy, residents contribute to a cleaner, more sustainable future. Sunfinity Power's dedication to customer satisfaction and expertise in the industry make them a top choice for solar installation in Rhode Island. State Roundup. 5 counties progress toward Bay Ferry system, lawmakers to seek way to extend SNAP benefits, federal workers offered deferred state tax payments. 5 counties in Maryland are making progress towards developing a new Chesapeake Bay Ferry system, with plans to launch before 2030. State lawmakers are working to extend SNAP benefits through the end of the year, as federal food assistance is set to dry up. Federal workers affected by the government shutdown can request deferred state tax payments. Additionally, furloughed federal workers can now receive free or discounted meals at select restaurants. In other news, a recent report shows an increase in cannabis use before driving in Maryland since the legalization of marijuana in 2023. Maryland health officials have launched a new data dashboard on seasonal respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19. Lastly, the Maryland Department of Service and Civic Innovation Secretary is stepping down, and a shadowy group's federal filing raises questions about its intentions.
10Kate's Pivot Performance Turf scores big across North America. 10Kate's Pivot Performance Turf, designed to replicate natural grass, is gaining popularity across North America with installations in 30 states and Canada. Praised for its natural feel, elite performance, and environmental advantages, Pivot is outperforming the competition. Developed by 10Kate's Center for Turf Innovation, Pivot was engineered to replicate elite natural grass performance. It lasts up to 50% longer than conventional turf, requires no performance infill, and can be recycled. Backed by a 12-year warranty, Pivot reduces plastic shedding, meets safety standards, and requires no mowing or watering. With more installations underway, Pivot is setting a new standard for synthetic turf, offering playability, sustainability, and durability. Learn more about Pivot and 10Kate's commitment to performance and sustainability on the Pivot webpage.
HSR Zero Waste wins Canada's Clean 50 2026 Top Project Award for Convention Center Zero Waste Transformation. HSR Zero Waste is proud to announce that their Convention Center Zero Waste Transformation project has been awarded the 2026 Clean 50 Top Project Award in Canada. This prestigious award recognizes outstanding sustainability initiatives driving measurable environmental impact. The project, in collaboration with event organizers and stakeholders, diverted over 1 million kilograms of material in a single year, raising the Vancouver Convention Center's diversion rate to between 75 to 90%. The Clean 50 Awards celebrate individuals and organizations making significant contributions to climate action and a net zero future. HSR Zero Waste's founders, Stan and Della Kaminsky, were honored to represent the company at the Clean 50 Summit in Toronto, connecting with other sustainability leaders. Learn more about this award-winning project on the Clean 50 website.
Traton Group launches Green Finance Framework to finance and refinance battery electric commercial vehicles. Traton Group has launched a Green Finance Framework to accelerate financings and refinancings of battery electric commercial vehicles. S&P Global Ratings has provided an independent second-party opinion on the framework, rating it as dark green, the highest possible rating. This initiative aligns Traton's financing strategy with global climate goals, offering investors a transparent platform to support the transition to battery electric mobility. The framework includes a range of green financing instruments such as green bonds, loans, Schuldschein, and asset-backed securities, ensuring that proceeds are exclusively allocated to BEV-related eligible green projects. Traton's Green Finance Committee will evaluate, select, and monitor eligible investments, providing annual reports on the use of proceeds and their impact.
Mining news breaks, regulatory breakthroughs. Further position Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, in critical minerals supply chain. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, is benefiting from recent regulatory breakthroughs that are enhancing its position in the critical minerals supply chain. With favorable policy changes in central Yukon and advancements in the proposed Ambler Access Road in northwest Alaska, Trilogy is seeing reduced regulatory obstacles and improved prospects for its copper-dominant polymetallic projects. As the demand for clean energy metals rises, Trilogy is well-positioned to progress towards full development and potentially become a leading contributor to mineral security in Alaska and the United States. DataVault AI, DVLT, licenses carbon credit tokenization system to Nature's Miracle in $2 million global agreement. DataVault AI, a leader in patented data tokenization and monetization technologies, has entered a $2 million global licensing agreement with Nature's Miracle Holding Inc., a sustainable agriculture and environmental technology company. Nature's Miracle will license DataVault AI's carbon credit tokenization system, allowing them to develop, distribute, and commercialize blockchain-powered carbon credit solutions. DataVault AI will receive a $2 million license fee and a 35% royalty on all gross revenue. This partnership aims to enhance sustainability reporting through blockchain integration, providing scalable and transparent carbon credit verification and trading. CEO Nathaniel Bradley sees this as a significant step in DataVault AI's strategy to expand into high-growth industries like sustainability and carbon markets.
AI news breaks. Max Power Mining SEX, OTC MAX89N, unveils AI-assisted large earth model integration for natural hydrogen exploration. Max Power Mining unveiled its Max Power Large Earth Model Integration, MAC for natural hydrogen, an advanced exploration system set to be enhanced by artificial intelligence. The company's first deep well targeting natural hydrogen is scheduled to start drilling on November 7th in southern Saskatchewan, with more wells planned across its 1.3 million acre land package. Max Lemmy, overseen by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, PGO, integrates regional datasets and is evolving into a scalable, AI-assisted blueprint for global natural hydrogen exploration. The system will be showcased at the Natural Hydrogen Summit in Paris on November 13-14, 2025.
Rockbreaks ES Gold Corp, OTCQB, confirms Merrill Crowe Circuit as optimal processing path at Montauban Gold Silver Project. ES Gold Corp, listed on the CSE as ESAU and on the OTCQB SAUF, has confirmed the Merrill Crowe closed circuit as the optimal processing path at its Montauban Gold Silver Project in Quebec. Gravity separation tests revealed that concentrate grades were insufficient for direct gold and silver pouring, leading to the decision to process all material through the Merrill Crowe system during the final construction phase. The results, supervised by Edmond St. Jean, Piang, and analyzed by ALS Global in Val-d'Or, de-risk equipment procurement and support ongoing mill construction, which is ahead of schedule. ES Gold also noted continued infrastructure expansion, including the Gold Room and Laboratory, and completion of advanced 3D geological modeling to guide an expanded exploration program.
Web3 Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, licenses carbon credit tokenization system to Nature's Miracle, OTCQB, NMHI, in $2 million global agreement. DataVault AI Inc. has entered into a $2 million global licensing agreement with Nature's Miracle Holding Inc. The deal grants Nature's Miracle rights to develop, distribute, and commercialize blockchain-powered carbon credit solutions using DataVault AI's carbon credit tokenization system. DataVault AI will receive a $2 million license fee and a 35% royalty on gross revenue. CEO Nathaniel Bradley views this partnership as a significant step in commercializing their patent portfolio in sustainability and carbon markets. The agreement aims to enable scalable, transparent, and fraud-resistant carbon credit verification and trading, enhancing sustainability reporting through blockchain integration.
Investor Newsbreak's Max Power Mining, CSE MAXX, OTC 89N, featured in Network Newswire, editorial on natural hydrogen as solution to AI energy demand. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE as MAXX, OTC as MAXF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange as 89N, has been featured in a recent editorial by Network Newswire. The editorial discusses the rising electricity demand from AI and data centers, highlighting natural hydrogen as a potential solution. Max Power, a leader in North America's natural hydrogen sector, holds significant acreage in Saskatchewan, including the Genesis Trend near a proposed hydrogen hub. The company is set to begin drilling in Q4 2025. Max Power also has properties focused on critical minerals, including a diamond drilling discovery in Arizona. For more information on Max Power, visit their newsroom. InvestorWire is a communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community, delivering access to a wide network of outlets and tailored corporate communication solutions. Hyundai seeks patent for EV battery resembling gas engine. Hyundai Motor Company has filed a patent for an unconventional battery architecture that positions energy storage behind the driver, replicating the mid-engine configuration found in performance vehicles. The T-shaped battery arrangement aims to deliver balanced mass allocation and handling dynamics similar to high-performance sports cars without impacting electric vehicle efficiency. It would be interesting to hear what EV industry players like Massimo Group think about this battery innovation.
Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SGBX, subsidiary Olinox Energy, sets aggressive drilling agenda for Q4 2025 and beyond. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., a NASDAQ-listed company, SGBX, through its subsidiary Olinox Energy Corp., is gearing up for an aggressive drilling program starting in Q4 2025. The company aims to achieve a production goal of 1,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day by the end of 2026. Utilizing AI-enabled well site monitoring and collaborating with OneCode for real-time data flow, Olinox is strategically evaluating drilling sites in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. These efforts align with U.S. energy independence goals and digital resilience, showcasing Safe and Green Holdings' commitment to innovation and growth in the energy sector. Retired officers say defense budgets should fund renewable energy projects. A coalition of retired senior military officers is advocating for renewable energy investments to be considered defense expenditures, citing climate-related threats as national security concerns. Former European commanders believe that investing in low-carbon power generation will enhance resilience against potential adversaries and reduce reliance on hostile nations controlling fossil fuel supplies. This shift in defense resources towards renewable energy could also make clean energy more accessible, benefiting owners of EVs, such as those made by Bollinger Innovations, Inc. The broader environmental goals would be easier to achieve, as these vehicles are charged using sustainable energy sources.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. we encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.